1 John chapter 1. Thank you, Pastor, for letting me preach tonight. I do appreciate it. I'm starting to get what he's got, so I actually got a man's voice tonight. Hope you enjoy it. It happens, amen. Hello. I got a singing bass a while ago. It's enjoyable. Amen. Did enjoy the past few days with Pastor. And I'm going to tell you what, Pastor was a preaching machine up there. First night he preached an hour. I about passed out. But man, he was preaching. I really enjoyed it. And the next night he was got a little bit sicker, so he only preached 48 minutes. And then the next night he was a little sicker, so he only preached 45 minutes. But I'm going to tell you, he preached. And then Saturday was kind of short because he was really feeling bad then. But I appreciate him going. My brother is over the boys' home up there. And I appreciate Pastor going up there with us and looking at that ministry. Matter of fact, my brother will be here on April 22nd, I believe, with the boys and let you meet them. And I'm looking forward to what the Lord's going to do there. And it's an exciting ministry up there. And if you ever have trouble with kids, you would appreciate it even more. And so it's a very needed ministry. 1 John chapter 1. What a tremendous portion of Scripture. And tonight I just want to preach on this subject. A fresh fellowship. A fresh fellowship. You know, I believe it ought to be in the heart of every child of God to fellowship with their Father. I believe it ought to be our desire is to fellowship with our Heavenly Father and to spend time with Him. And the Bible, as a matter of fact, the whole book of 1 John is written to Christians, written to little children, written to the brethren. And as John writes, and you can see the Apostle John as he writes the Gospel of John is kind of spilled on the pages as you see it. But John Phillips said this. John Phillips said that John wrote for the third generation, whereas Peter and Paul and James and Jude all wrote for the first and second generation of believers. And so what happened is that John, being a first century, our first generation apostle, passed over two generations to write to the third one. You say, why was that? Why did he have to jump over two generations? It's because it was getting farther away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And as they got farther away from the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, John realized that apostasy was sitting in on our world. And he said, I think I need to go and underneath the Holy Spirit inspiration, he began to write about our fellowship with the Lord. The problems with the church are sin problems. I understand that. But I believe because of that, we have broken fellowship with our Lord. And we understand it through the Ten Commandments. If we fix our relationship and our fellowship with our Lord, we'll be in good fellowship with our fellow man. Right? And so John writes on that. Now notice what he says. Now take into thought tonight as you read verse 1. Remember that John was there with the Lord Jesus. And as we read this, let's think about him being there with the Lord Jesus. Now it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon. Matter of fact, that's why he's an apostle. Now notice this, he says, our hands have handled of the word of life. You know what John could have very well said right there, that we have been with Jesus. But he didn't. He specified like he did in John 1:1. He said that Jesus is the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And he begins to explain to us that I was there on that day whenever Jesus was there. And I saw Him and I touched Him and I heard Him. And he said, I had sweet fellowship with Him. Because He was there with us. But John's going to go on to tell us you can have fellowship too, because now, and man, I wish I had time to preach. Matter of fact, while I was gone, I preached the whole book of 1 John. And I won't do that tonight. Some of y'all went, whew, hallelujah, I love to eat. But what happened is that John said that if you're in Christ, you're in Christ and Christ is in you, now you can have fellowship, because know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? You're the temple of God. And he indwells you now as a believer. Now notice verse 2. It says, for the life was manifest. That word manifest in your Bible just simply means brought to light, brought to pass. Now notice this. And we have seen it and bear witness and show it unto you that eternal life which was with the Father. Notice that he said it's not from the Father, but it was with Him. Jesus was with God. The triunity of God was there in the beginning. Amen. Now notice what he says. He says, "And was manifest unto us that we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with who? With us." Now notice what else he says. "And truly our fellowship." Notice that word truly. He says, we got fellowship, but truly. He says, I want to speak the truth right here and say that without the Lord Jesus Christ, matter of fact, can I go ahead and say this? Without a relationship with Christ, you can't have fellowship with Christ. Without a relationship with Christ, you can't have fellowship with His people. What makes you think you can fellowship with other Christians that if you don't have a relationship with the Father? Now notice what he says. He says, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you that your what? Joy may be full. He says, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Aren't you glad for that word, all? Aren't you glad He don't just cleanse you from just the ones you know about? He cleanses you from all your sin. All the ones past, future, and present. Thank God for that. Amen. Now notice what else He says. It cleanses us from all sin. And then He says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Let's pray. Father, we thank You. We love You. And Lord, we do desire to fellowship with You tonight. And Lord, we know that we can fellowship with You through Your word as You speak to us and speak to our hearts tonight. I pray that the Holy Spirit would illuminate us and, Lord, that He would make it light unto us, what You want us to have tonight. And, God, that we comprehend that which is preached. Now, Lord, we ask You to be with the message now and, Lord, be with the hearers in Christ's name. Amen. I'll give you some things just very quickly tonight that every generation needs a fresh fellowship with the Lord. I believe America needs a fresh fellowship with the Lord. I believe if America ever wants to come back to the Lord, that she's going to have to come back to the Lord. She's going to have to come back in fellowship. And matter of fact, I believe she's got to come back in relationship first. Amen. I believe we're going to need some people to get saved. And matter of fact, do you realize, Sunday school teachers, I want to encourage you that it starts in your class. Because the next president of the United States could be in your class. That he is. Amen. We pray that you're raising up a president. We pray you're raising up a senator that would take the gospel to the White House. Hallelujah. That'd be great. Now let me give you some things about a fresh fellowship with the Father tonight. Number one, there has to be life. There has to be life. Verses 1 through 4 tell us about that life. Now notice what he said that we handled, last part of verse 1. He said we handled of the word of life. We handled it. Matter of fact, you're handling it tonight. This is the Word of God. This is Jesus Christ. This is His thoughts for us, His Word for us. In this century, in this generation that we live, and we handle it, but how do we handle it? We handle the very Word of life. Matter of fact, you know the greatest thing you can do with the Word of life is give it to somebody else, is share it with somebody else so they can have a relationship and fellowship with the Lord. Notice verse 2. It says, "For the life was manifest." You say, well, how does Jesus manifest Himself in today's world? Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Every time a soul gets saved, Jesus Christ is seen. Every time you live in the light, every time you live a righteous life, they see Christ in your life. He's manifest through you. And we'll get into that in a minute. But notice what He says. "It show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest unto you." Now, I believe tonight, if you want to have a fresh fellowship, you've got to have a new life. You've got to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to have a life that, in order to meet God. By the way, I've done this, I'll do this here. This is the light side, this is the dark side. Not y'all. It's only on the stage, all right? So, this is the light side, and this is where Luke Skywalker is over here on the dark side. Some of y'all got that. But over here in the dark side is where we're born. We're born in darkness. We're born sinners. We are born with that sin nature. We're by nature the children of disobedience. And so we're born in that sin nature. And over here is where God is. And the only way to get there, the Bible says, that we only can come through who? Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so if you're wanting to come from the dark, you're wanting to come from where you were born into, you must come by Jesus Christ. The Bible says if you come any other way than Jesus Christ, you're a thief and robber. Now, here's what happened is that you enter into this life by Jesus Christ, who is our life. He gives you life. He gives it to you more abundantly, he says. Tonight, maybe, I know this is a Sunday night crowd, but maybe there's somebody here tonight who's never come out of the darkness, who's never come over to the light side, and you don't have a clue how to fellowship with the Father if you don't know His Son. How can you fellowship with God if you've never known His Son? You've got to have life, and you hath He quickened. That means made alive. Jesus Christ made you alive. He gave you life. He gave you the life, the eternal life, and set you on the light side. Whoo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I had a good voice tonight, I'd go, whoo! I just did it. Amen. You got to come by the light. Matter of fact, turn to John chapter 1. We got to read these. The book of John's an amazing book. Now that Brother Stewart came through, I like the book of Mark again. Amen. I used to think I liked the book of John better. Brother Stewart has a way of doing things. Amen. I think he just needs to teach through the Bible and put it on CD. You can listen to him going to work every day. We'd be a lot smarter at the end of the day, wouldn't we? Notice what it says, John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now notice what it says here. The next four words said, "In Him was what? Life." By the way, outside of Christ, you cannot have life. You are a dead person outside of Jesus Christ. He says, "And the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness did what? Comprehend it not." So you've got to have life in order to fellowship with the Father. If you go down the road, and you especially here in the Metroplex area, there's always a skunk on the road, what? Dead. I don't know what it is about this place, but you can't drive a mile without seeing a skunk. Amen? Now, have you ever seen a dead skunk that's been run over four or five times go, "Whoo, glory"? No, he's buzzard meat. Amen? I don't even think the buzzards eat them things. But he's dead. He's dead. And the Bible says that you are dead in your trespasses and sin. And in other words, that if you're dead in your sin, that simply means that you cannot have fellowship with God. Because why? A corpse doesn't praise God. It's only those who have life, and that life equals fellowship with the Lord. Let me give you a second thing so I can move on. Number two, you got to have light. In order to fellowship with God, He is light. And in Him is no darkness at all, 1 John said. And so if you're wanting to fellowship with God, and you know it gets kind of tiresome to hear people say, "Well, I like living in the world, but I'm still fellowshipping with my God." You don't know your Bible. Bible says that, and let's go back and read that. Notice if you will, and we see that verses 5 and 7 real plainly. He says, "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light." Just as John says God is love, he said God is light. Now notice this, "And in Him is no darkness at all." God doesn't fellowship if we got darkness in our life and sin in our life. That just like in the Garden of Eden when Eve sinned and Adam sinned, the moment that Adam partook of that fruit and he disobeyed God, darkness set upon their life. No longer did God walk in the cool of the day and fellowship with them face to face. Because why? Sin had broken that fellowship with them. Sin had broken that relationship. But aren't you glad if you're saved, if you have life, that you can't lose your relationship, but you sure can't lose your fellowship? Just as Shelby is my daughter, I think. Sometimes she does things, makes me wonder. But just as Shelby is my daughter, If she does something that hurts me, it may break our fellowship, but Shelby doesn't lose her last name and say, you're not my daughter no more. Even though she may disappoint me and may break fellowship with us and it may grieve me and it may hurt me, but still, our relationship is okay because why? She's still my daughter. And matter of fact, let me tell you this, is that you ought to thank God that when you do sin, that you don't lose your salvation. Because it gives unto you eternal life. Once you come out of darkness and Jesus Christ is the door you come through, and He's the life that you come through, and you get over here in the light, you better stay in the light. Now listen to me, here's what happens a lot of times though. Lord, I want a fellowship with you. Brother Crawford did this morning. I can't do it. Lord, I want fellowship with you. And just like I told the kids up there, sometimes when we come out of darkness, we pack a bag and bring it with us. Pack that suitcase full of those things that we know that we don't need in our life, and we try to bring it over to this side. And God says, there's no darkness at all in me. You want a fellowship with me, you better confess your sins as He tells us to do, because I'm faithful and just to forgive you of how many sins? Of all of your sins. You need to take that suitcase tonight, unzip it. Everybody here, every man here, just about, has that secret compartment in his wallet. Amen. Women, you didn't know that? Some of y'all look, really? Give me your wallet. Amen. And you put that $100 bill back there for emergencies in case Academy's having a sale. Women, you probably have that little zipper purse. That you had it back in the back, a little secret compartment back there in case there's a sale at Cato or wherever you go, Sears, JCPenney's. But listen, here's what we do. We try to hide things from our past. And we try to pull them with us over here to the light. And yes, we have a relationship with the Father, but we've lost that fellowship with Him. We wonder why. Notice what He said in verse 4. He said, these things write I unto you that your joy may be what? That it may be full, that it may be bubbling over. Read John chapter 15 where He talks about His joy He'll give you and your joy, that you need joy in your life. And joy is only going to come if you're living in the light. Ever seen people that go back and they get back into the darkness of this world? They're no longer happy, are they? Matter of fact, what happens? They stop coming to Sunday school usually first. Secondly, they start ignoring people. See pastor at Walmart, you run. Because you know this is where you're at. Then we stop coming on Wednesday nights. Because why? This word will pump light into you. And it's going to hurt if you're over here in darkness. Boy, have you ever went by a Alliance Airport at night and that big old light out there, just what does it do? It's not constant. It just kind of comes around. And that's the way it is in church sometimes. Sometimes that light, boy, is so bright at times. And then God gives you a chance to make a choice. And then He comes back around with the Word of God again and gives you a chance to make a choice. Begins to hurt in your life because you enjoy over here. Then you miss Sunday night. Then you miss every other Sunday morning. Pretty soon, you're back over here in darkness where there is no light. Listen to me tonight. You say, well, preacher, how do I get back in fellowship with God? You've got to get back in the light. He gives you the way to get over there. He says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. That means He'll take all... Hey, I remember one time there was a chemical spell whenever I was in the fire department. And there was a chemical spell. I forgot what it was. It wasn't nothing real bad. But I remember before we could come out of the hot zone, what they call the hot zone, they had to wash us off. You had to get in this, it looked like a big old little swimming pool, you know, you put your kids in, and they would wash you down and brush you down and get all the chemicals off of you before you could go back and socialize with the rest of them. Why? Because I had been in a contaminated place, and they don't want that contamination coming over into those and hurting others around us. And we ought to be thoughtful of that. That whenever we're over here in the world and we want to come fellowship with people, that we can take that baggage with us and pass it on to other people. Be careful. Get it under the blood tonight. He's the light. Well, there's so many verses I could read there. But I want you to notice the last thing tonight. There's always a lie. Because the devil's always... You know what he is? He's the father of lies, right? Devil ever lied to anybody? Say amen. Usually didn't say amen. Wake up! Because he's lied to you. Amen. He's whispered in that ear of yours and tried to get you to believe a lie. Because why? That's what he did in the Garden of Eden. He started by changing the Word of God just a little bit to let Eve believe a lie. He'll come to you. By the way, I've said this several times, but the devil doesn't come to you and say, "Rawr!" He's got that tail wagging and a pitchfork in his hand. "Rawr!" No, that's not the way he came to Eve in the Garden of Eden. He come very politely with a suit on. "Hi, Eve. My name is Beelzebub." That sounds better, doesn't it? Sounds important. "And I'm here to tell you the truth." You say, "Well, what is truth?" This is truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now notice what happens here. Here's the lie. Notice the first lie in verse 6. It says, "If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." You ever met those people that never go to church at your workplace and they're like, "Boy, I just enjoy fellowshipping with the Lord at my house on Sunday"? That's a lie. Because number one, I know they slept in. And I know number two, they probably didn't read their Bible. Amen. Light only comes by the Word of God. Life only comes by the Word of God. And listen, the lie that the devil will say, "Hey, little Jimmy, you're walking in fellowship with the Lord. You're doing a good job." And Jimmy's got all kind of sin hanging off of him, and the devil's going, "He believed me." Have you ever put a sticker on somebody's back? You know, it says, "Kick me." We used to do that at school. Now, I don't do that no more because I'm 20 now. So, but I remember when we was in school, Brother Tim, we used to take those notes and we'd write, "Kick me," on the back, and we'd stick it on somebody, walk by and say, "Hey, how are you doing?" They'd say, "Did you stick something on my back?" "Mm-mm." Next thing you know, one of the bigger guys gives him the boot. Literally, amen. And he's like, "Why is everybody kicking me?" "Because you got a sticker on your back." The devil says, "No, I didn't stick nothing on you. No, man, you're clean. You're man, Brother Tim." I keep picking on you because you're closest. I'll pick on Brother Tracy. "Brother Tracy, boy, look how spick and span you are in your fellowshiping with God, Brother Tracy. What did Hitler say? If you say it loud enough and long enough, the people believe it?" That's the way the devil does. He says, "Tracy, you're a good guy. Brother Tracy, you're a good guy. Brother Tracy, boy, that's not sin." I was reading, don't get mad at me, but I was reading a billboard the other day. And they had, you know, "Celebrate Recovery." And we don't call it sin no more. We call it, I forgot what the three H's are, but I know the last one is hang-ups. We just got hang-ups. It's not sin anymore. That's what the devil wants you to believe. "Hey, listen, I know you just got some hang-ups in you." No, you need to hang them up is what you need to do. You need to hang them over here and let it be underneath the blood and get into the light of fellowshipping with God. Because why? The devil's going to come and he's going to lie to you. "Oh, Brother Kirby, you're fine. Got that type check in your hand?" Not Brother Kirby. I'm off of Brother Kirby. "Got that type check in your hand?" Devil says, "Boy, you sure could use that. That would be nice. Just think of what you could do." Devil says, "Look, nobody will ever know if you just give a little." Listen, ain't he the father of lies? He wants to take your life and take it out of fellowship. He doesn't like God and he doesn't like you. He wants you to live in darkness. He wants you to stay in darkness. The lie. He says that if we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and know not what? The truth. And do not the truth. Notice the second lie, verse 8, and I'm done. Notice what he says, verse 8. He says, if we have no sin, if we say we have no sin, I've never been able to say that. Never one time in my life. I always knew I was a sinner. Amen. My mama told me so. Amen. Mama always pointed out my mistakes in life. You know what? I'm glad she did. I'm glad she said, "Son, hey, that's not right." You know what? Parents, it's okay to tell your kids something's not right. It's also okay to tell them, "Hey, that was good. Hey, praise the Lord." But also that the devil's going to come and say, look, buddy. Put your arm around him. "Hey, buddy, how are you?" "Pretty good. I'm not supposed to be talking to you. Right? Now look, You just got to hang up. Amen. Yeah, you got to hang up the line right there. Say, resist the devil and he'll what? He'll flee from you? Now listen, here's what he says. The second line, he says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive who? We should deceive everybody else? No! You ever met people who, hey, listen to me, I know parents in here, you've got those family members who have problems in their life, have sin in their life, and they try to cover it up, try to keep covering it up, and they try to keep admitting that they don't have a problem. But you as parents know that they do. And you want to get them help, but they don't want help because why? They haven't seen. For man to know if to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You know what? It needs to be sin to us tonight. Don't believe the devil and his lie. Now notice this. He said we deceive ourselves. And the truth is where? It's not in us. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. If this is in my life, my friends, I'm walking in lie. I'm walking in fellowship with my Lord. I'm not walking over here and believing the lie of the devil. Why? Because this is truth. You want truth? It's the word of God. The Word of God. We need a fresh fellowship tonight. We need a fresh fellowship with the Lord. We need to recommit our lives to our Heavenly Father. We need to come and we need to lay all of our sins down at the cross. We need to lay all of our sins down at the altar and say, you know what? I'm not going back to darkness. I want to stay away from darkness. Don't play around with darkness. You say, well, I'm not a Satanist. If you dabble in darkness, you are. Because that's his territory. Get away from it. He'll get you to believe a lie. Amen. Don't let the shadow of darkness come upon your life. Because why? Because it could be too late. When you step over that line, you may never come back. I preach to youth and young people, and I see it all the time. They're like, he's old, don't understand what we're doing. No, but God does. God knows your heart tonight. God knows my heart. You know what? There has never been nothing like fellowshipping with my Savior. Whew, man, isn't it good when you wake up in the morning, you can get up and you can sing, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Oh, man. Boy, your morning just begins to bubble a little bit because you didn't wake up and go, where's my coffee? We're just talking about coffee. But we say, Lord, here am I this morning. I walk and I talk with him in the garden in the morning. And we fellowship all the day long. Boy, wouldn't it be good just to wake up in the morning and say, phew, God, you've been good to me. You've been so good to me. And Lord, I just want to hold your hand today. And I want to follow the path that you lay out for me. And Lord, I just want to fellowship with you. Phew, man, sweet fellowship with God. Wouldn't that be great? You say, how do we get there? We've got to lay aside all of our sin that does so easily beset us. Just set aside the weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Let's stand tonight as Pastor comes. Father, we thank you. We love you. I ask you to bless now in Christ's name.